Support provided by the Center for Breast Health at Heartland Regional Medical Center, offering 3D mammography, breast ultrasound, breast MRI, and stereotactic biopsy. Tours of the center available at 618-988-7001.
Good Wednesday morning. And on the WSIU Almanac, President Harry Truman signed into law a new minimum wage from 40 cents an hour to 75 cents an hour. And that was on October the 26th of 1950. Birthdays, Hillary Clinton is 69 today, and Family Guy creator Seth MacFarlane turns 43 as well. Locally, starting tomorrow, you can get into the spooky spirit of the season, courtesy of the Olney Central College Student Senate, at their annual haunted trail in the woods by the north parking lot of OCC. The Olney Haunted Trail runs tomorrow through the 31st. In McKenna, you can see art inspired by nature at the Giant Cities Visitor Center. The art of photographer and nature enthusiast Brian Kearney will be on display through this month. This exhibit at Giant City features his landscape photographs and also some interesting photographs of some of the Native American petroglyphs that you can find here in southern Illinois. A forestry field day will be held in Williamson County on November the 5th at the Crab Orchard National Wildlife Refuge Visitor Center. Now, this is for property owners who have forest on their land but are not currently managing it. You'll learn about seed propagation, controlled burns, and managing invasive species. If interested, call the Williamson County Soil and Water Conservation District, 618-993-5396, extension 3. And that's the WSIU Almanac for October the 26th. Have a good day. Good morning, and on the 26th day of October, here is your WSIU Almanac. After more than 2 years of digging, some of it by horse-powered shovel, the 425-mile-long Erie Canal was opened for use as an artery for commerce. And the importance of this canal, it connected the Great Lakes with the Atlantic Ocean. Locally, the Anxiety, Behavior, and Cognition Research Lab in the SIU Psychology Department is currently conducting a pilot project to see if completing a weekly computer task can help children experience anxiety and worry less often. For more information, call 453-3572. In CAPE this Saturday, the Arts Council of Southeast Missouri is holding a mask-making workshop starting at 11 a.m. It's for kids 8 and older. The 2016 Margie Parker Teach-In for Peace will take place on Thursday, November 3rd in the SIU School of Law's auditorium. The speaker this year is Medea Benjamin. Medea is an activist who co-founded Code Pink and also the fair trade advocacy group Global Exchange. In 2014, she was awarded the Gandhi Peace Award, and 6 years ago, she received the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Peace Prize. For more information about this November 3rd presentation, see the contact information on our website. And that's the WSIU Almanac for this Wednesday. Have a good day. Oh, and one more reminder. The River to River Cooperative Weed Management Area needs volunteers for a weed pull tomorrow at Fern Rocks Nature Preserve in Giant City. See our website for more information.